Blog Talk Radio.
I'll do whatever I can, wherever I am, whenever you want me to. Yeah, you have a friend in me till the end. Whatever I can, I'll do for you. You have a friend.
Well, welcome everyone to another great episode of Relationship Marketing 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Gina Gaudio-Graves, the dean and founder of Directions University at directionsu.com. I'm calling to you this week from Norcross, Georgia, as I do each week on Tuesdays at noon Eastern. And I have with me, as usual, my co-host and friend, Rhonda Del Baccio, the story lady from ProfitableStorytelling.com. Welcome, Rhonda.
Well, hey there. I am always excited to be here to serve all of you, and I am calling in from my home in beautiful rural Missouri.
Oh, nice. And how is life out in beautiful Missouri?
Well, life is just so terrific. Every morning I wake up full of excitement and gratitude because I get to work from home. I get to work with people all over the world, help people do amazing things and touch lives. What could be better, right?
Absolutely. And we have a guest who's already been on our show once before with us. Who do we have with us today, Rhonda?
We have Nan Akasha here with us today, and she is a number one best-selling author of Already Rich. And I'm really excited that we have her back because there are so many great things that she can share with us about getting into that wealthy abundance mindset. And Already Rich, that's very much what we teach of. You don't see yourself as acquiring something, but as already having it. And so Nan has just released her book. She has just recently brought it to number one bestseller in a fabulous team effort. She's provided some tremendous gifts and value for the readers of the book and has quite an interesting story, I know, about how she became able to have an abundance mindset, and it certainly was not by having being born with a silver spoon in her mouth. So, Nan, we're really excited to have you back here today on Relationship Marketing 101.
Hi, can you hear me?
Nan, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, ladies. I'm so glad to be there. I really appreciate you having me back, and I'm here on time. Yay!
Yay, it all worked out this time. That's so great.
That's fantastic. So, Nan, how have you been the last month or so since we spoke with you last?
Oh, fantastic. Things are just really rocking like crazy. The book's doing great, getting wonderful feedback, which is really what I live for, is to hear how these things, like you were saying, you know, you get to touch people around the world from your home, and that really is what we live for. It's phenomenal. I love getting the emails and comments about how, you know, just getting the book and getting into the book,
right,
shifting people and giving them wonderful new ideas and new perspectives and new vibrations. And people are really understanding that it's a manual to continue to use. It's not just something you'd read once and put on the shelf. And I love that people are really getting that and seeing that it's something that they can use over and over and over for a very long time to help them in a lot of areas of their life. Because wealth isn't just about money. It's about you and your self-worth and your self-image and all kinds of other good stuff.
we'll dive into that during the show. Nan, what are some things that have happened to you since becoming a number one best-selling author? I know you said you've received lots of messages, which is great, but what else has happened to you after becoming a best-selling author?
Well, It's really wonderful. You know, one of the things I want to encourage people to do is to really follow their dreams and do things, even though it may seem like an uphill battle at times to follow their dreams. But wonderful things do happen, really wonderful things. I have an invitation to go on Lifetime TV's morning show. We're still working that out. And a wonderful thing happened this last week, or finalized this last week, is I'm going to be the one expert on a national speaking tour for starting July 10th in Sacramento, and that's a seminar called Brain Boot Camps. You can see the preliminary website is up right now. The new one will get up later this week, but at brainbootcamps.com, and it's going to be a phenomenal thing. It's going to be approximately once a month for almost a year. We're going to tour the whole country from one coast to the other, and we're even going to Hawaii. And once a month, it's going to be a fun, yeah, I know.
Boy, what a job. Boy, somebody's got to do it, right, Nick? Go to Hawaii. Boy, that's tough living.
So it's phenomenal, and people really need to check it out because it's extremely affordable, and it's going to be 2 days over the weekend, four experts, one in each field, health, personal empowerment, wealth, that's me, and relationships. And there's a lot of goodies that go with that, and it's just going to be really phenomenal. So I'm very pleased to be a part of that.
Wow, that's fantastic. Now, are you going to be doing this tour from a plane or from a bus or?
Well, no, we'll come home in between. So it's approximately one weekend a month, although July, we are starting Sacramento on July 10th and 11th, and then the end of July we have the next one. But after that, it's about once a month in a different city. So I'll be just flying to the different locations for the weekend and then flying back home. So, but it'll be great.
Fantastic. So when is that likely to kick off?
Well, the tickets go on sale the middle of this month, and through Ticket Web, and I'll have all the information on my website at createyourownrealitynow.com if you don't remember to go to the brainbootcamps.com. And the first one is in Sacramento, July 10th and 11th, and I don't remember where the next one is, but we're going to Phoenix, Chicago, Honolulu, Dallas, Orlando, all across the country. So Memphis. So there should be one near everybody at some point. New York. We're gonna hit a lot of places.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Yeah, it's gonna be great.
So Rhonda, what did we want to talk about the most today with Nan? There was so much we talked about the last time she was on the air, and we just didn't have a time to finish it all up.
Well, yeah, and I'm sure we will end up going over a little bit of that again, just partly because it's so important. But I was typing out the information to put in the resources, so excuse the slight distraction. There we go. I got the Brain Boot Camp, so I'll put that up in the show notes after we're complete, along with other resources today that get mentioned here. So one of the things I wanted to mention and really highlight for people, I think there is a tendency for people to want a one-and-done solution, meaning I do this once, it's over for the rest of my life, I've got it, and that's it. And what you're saying, though, Nan, is that this is not just a one-and-done, do it once, get it over with, and you're done for the rest of your life. I'd love for you to speak a little bit about that and how actually what you're suggesting is more powerful than the one-and-done solution people think they want.
Absolutely. You know, it is very interesting. I see this a lot. I get a lot of people that show up and they say to me, I've read every book, I've tried every course, nothing works. And quite honestly, the bottom line is that everything in your life is a day-to-day choice. Every moment is a choice. Every hour is a choice. It's a choice as to how you think, what you decide to mean, how you're going to choose you feel, what action you want to take. Are you going to listen to the people outside of you? Are your power away to what's happening around you? Are you going to let that determine your life? Or are you going to take control of your own mind and your emotions and choose? And so, unfortunately, and we have a very fast-moving society, we're in a very fast-moving time. You know, time and energy and everything is speeding up. So we like that, especially here in America. We love that, give me a pill to fix it, and I don't have to think about it and move on kind of a mentality. And unfortunately, there's plenty of people out there saying they have that magic pill. So people, you know, jump from one thing to another. But the reality is that every day you get up and you live your life. Every moment you have a choice to make. You know, are you going to feel good about who you are? Are you going to love who you are? Are you going to accept who you are? Are you going to express who you are? Are you going to allow the abundance of the universe to flow through you? Are you going to deserve that? Are you going to choose that choice? And then are you going to let it flow out of you in your own unique, beautiful, creative way? And so wealth and love and happiness and anything at all, it's all a choice in every moment. So what I really want, like I said with the book, was it wasn't just, wow, that was great information. It's tons of great books, and I love to read too. So I'm not discouraging people from doing that. But the key is to realize that every day something is going to happen that's wonderful. Something's just going to happen that maybe you don't like. And the only thing is that you have a choice about all that. So I really want to get across to people that start to be aware that you are in control. You know, a lot of people don't think that they have control over their lives. They feel very powerless. Understand that. I've been there. You know, however you are, and you're the only one. You're the only one in your mind thinking. You're the only one for every single thing you do. And yet, frequently, we give that power away. We try to please other people. We try to live up to standards or ideas that other people have that may not suit us. So really the key, in my opinion, is getting down to understand that you are from a soul level, like bring forward and express it, and then make choices from that. We have a whole bunch of beliefs that we've installed in our subconscious mind that really run our lives, that create the framework through which we're able to be aware of what's happening around us, what we see, what we take notice of, what we think it means, what we choose from it. And when we have that going on all the time, it can be very overwhelming. We cannot understand why certain things are showing up or why things won't change. The key is, though, is to start to go within. It has to be that internal alignment first before you can affect change around you. So, yeah, we really want to have a guidebook or a belief in a particular system that works for us. So whether it's what I teach or what someone else teaches, you want to find what resonates with you, and you want to work it. You want to use it. You want to give it a chance to work. You know, take any technique that you really feel good about creating your reality, about shifting your beliefs, about being able to, you know, get through emotional times and get your focus back, and then believe in it. Choose to believe in it and choose to use it. Use it long enough to create a habit. Use it long enough to create the ease. You know, you have all these habits now that don't serve you. Well, they weren't a habit at one time. You had to repeat them long enough to become that habit. You can do the same thing with the good habits, with the things that support you and uplift you and draw in the abundance. So, yeah, it's not a one thing. There's no such thing as a 1 second fix to everything, and then forever your life will be perfect. Although I did believe that at one point.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people wish for that, but yeah, it's true. No one and done, right? So, and what you're saying is very good about find someone with whom you resonate. So, obviously, it would be cool if that's you from your perspective naturally, but really, I love how you're talking about really getting in and using the material. And not just thinking that by reading a book once or taking a class once and then not doing anything with it, that's going to make any impact on your life.
No, you know, fortunately or unfortunately, however you want to look at it, we're the ones that have to take action. And that action isn't necessarily just the physical outward action. It's taking the action to decide, you know, that you're going to take charge of your life. You know, I grew up, I had a family that, you know, loved me in their way and did the best they could. I had, you know, I didn't have any, I wasn't physically or sexually abused or any of that, but mentally and emotionally I was not supported in the way I would have preferred. And yet I'm very aware that I was the one that chose that situation. So I look into it and say, okay, why did my dad continuously tell me, you don't deserve, you don't deserve, you don't deserve, you don't deserve, until that became a belief so firmly embedded in me that it affected everything in my life without me even realizing it. You know, why did I attract that? Because soul has a desire to move through that and empower myself. These are all opportunities. Every single thing in your life is an opportunity, whether it appears to be good or not. And when we get into that place where we choose to take our power and we choose to, it's not about beating yourself up and it's not about being guilty and it's nothing like that, although that's real easy to do. It's about saying, okay, you know, I chose this. Maybe I have a life purpose of stepping into my own power, not being afraid of authority, not being afraid of expressing myself. And so you attract these situations into your life that make you afraid of authority and make you afraid of expressing yourself. You choose to say, you know what? I'm a divine, beautiful being. I'm here for a reason. I'm unique. I'm powerful, and I get to choose. And you step into it. You have the opportunity to grow and expand, not just in your emotional level, like, oh, okay, I'm not afraid of that anymore, but you're expanding your ability, you're expanding your energy, your courage, your ability to access higher levels of vibration, which is the love and the hope and the beautiful vibrations we all desire, the happiness. And so, you know, choose to empower yourself by being who you are. And yeah, I mean, I'm here, I would to work with people. I work one-on-one. I do classes. I do all kinds of things. But what I want is for people to simply choose to step into their power, start knowing their divine worthiness, that they are divinely wealthy. That's our natural state. We aren't meant to be, you know, going around trying to survive. Now, we can choose that if that is a soul lesson we want, because there's a lot of people that have a lot of that in them. And I work with people on soul readings and design of their life, and we look at, you know, the different patterns they're repeating. But it's really about choosing, you know, right now, I am the designer of my life. And so find, like I said, find someone or something that really rings true to you, and then give it a chance to work. You know, continue to use it on a daily basis until it becomes something that works for you. And if it doesn't, then move to something else. It's, you didn't make a mistake. A lot of people are afraid to choose, I think, because they think they'll choose the wrong thing. And that's not possible. You know, just make a choice if it didn't work.
Right. So what you're saying about that? Pardon me, Gina?
Did we lose Nan? She kind of cut out.
I don't think so.
Oh, I'm here.
Okay, good.
Can
I
you?
Some of us kind of get cut
it's
off.
Gone.
Go ahead.
No, I think. So yeah, so I think that what you're talking about is choosing, and I think you're right. I think really, my observation is that people can have a difficult time making a decision, and I guess part of that is because by making any choice, that obviously means that you close off the opportunity at that moment, at least, of whatever that you didn't choose. So maybe some of it is really getting caught up in that worry about what if it's not the right choice or something like that. But I find that to be kind of an interesting phenomenon, and I know that one of the characteristics of wealthy people is to be able to be decisive.
You know, very successful people tend to make decisions based on about 30% of the information. And then you've got the rest, you know, the rest of the world who tends to want, well, I don't know. Let me get a little more information. And, you know, you're going to – the interesting thing about the universe is we're all connected, okay? We all have the ability to tap into divine inspiration. And when a new idea or a new level of success is downloaded into our consciousness, there's more than one person that gets that idea. But you notice that usually it's only one or maybe two people around the world that take action on it. So I'll bet there's a ton of people out there right now listening that have had incredible, phenomenal ideas, and they didn't take action on them. You know, they thought, well, that's a great idea, but I don't know how to do it, or I don't have money, or I'm not the right person, or whatever it is. You know what? If you receive that divine inspiration, you're the right person, and it means that you have the ability to make it happen. You've just got to step up to the plate. Nobody has all the information. Nobody has all the answers. None of us do. I know a lot of people, they look at successful people, and they say, well, lucky for them, but it's not for me. That's not true at all. People who take themselves to high levels of success go through all kinds of challenges and continue to go through all kinds of challenges. It's not possible to do it without that. But you have to choose to be a different level of person. But you can. And there's nothing finite. When you make a decision on something, it's not going to be the end of the world. All you've done is all the possibilities exist at once. Okay? So all possibilities are there, and when you choose one, the universe for you in that moment collapses those possibilities into that one, and you focus on that one, and you move forward with it. If it's not working, or perhaps it's only meant to take you a short way on your journey, and then something else comes along, and that was just a little shortcut to get to the next thing. So another thing is that people often think, well, I make this decision, and then it's a straight, direct path to what it is I want. I don't think there is a straight, direct path to the universe, quite honestly. I think it's, you know, kind of spiraling and moving here and there. So, you know, reaching out, telling people who you are, telling people what you do, you know, expressing your passion, you're opening up avenues for the world to bring you abundance, to bring you people who can, you know, who might open other doors for you, to bring you people who may have ideas for you or you might work with. It's always being aware that it's this movement, constantly moving, constantly being in a flow, you know, of this step and then this step, and I wonder where this will take me, and I wonder where this will lead me.
Mm-hmm. And it really helps get people living their lives in a way that is so much more fulfilling in the end, as opposed to just getting any old job. Just something that pays the bills.
Yeah, you know, there's nothing wrong with having a job versus having your own business. I happen to be somebody who likes to work for myself, and I have done so for 26 years or more. But that's just because that's who I am. It's wherever you are, one key to starting the abundance flowing to you, even if you're working in a job that you don't like and doesn't make much money, one key to start right now is to simply accept and love where you are. And it sounds silly because we tend to confuse acceptance with saying that's what you want, saying that's all I want. It doesn't mean, you know, I'm going to stay here forever. But if you're in a job you don't like, what if you do go into that job and be joyful and do the best job you can every day? And in the meantime, you're working your into what is it I really want to do? Who am I? Ask yourself that. Let that come forward. So you're going in, you're deciding to be joyful, you're deciding to learn maybe more about the business. That's what I always did. Is no matter what I did, I always wanted to absorb a lot of information. You never know what's going to happen later in life where that information will be useful to you. So if you do something boring, figure out how you can make it interesting. And once you do this, doors start opening. You know, abundance starts coming in. I can't tell you how many people who went from, I hate my job, to, you know what, I'm going to say I'm here for right now. It doesn't mean I want to stay here forever, but I'm going to make it really awesome. I'm going to go in. I'm going to be positive. I'm going to uplift the people around. I'm going to touch the customers. I'm going to be in a good mood. I'm going to decide I'm here for a reason, and I'm going to be the best I can be in this moment. And very, very quickly, they might get a promotion, or they might get a job offer from a client from a totally different business, or who knows what will happen. So accepting where you are now, not arguing with it, and start to do your best at whatever you do will open up a lot of doors, and the abundance can start to flow.
And that's really what it's all about. Go ahead, Rhonda.
Yeah, that makes me think of Wallace Waddell's book, The Science of Getting Rich. And he talks about outgrowing your place. And I notice what a lot of people do when they don't like a situation, and it doesn't matter if it's a job situation or a relationship or whatever, is they go, I hate this, I don't want to be here, and they start putting in less and less and less energy. And, well, how are you attractive to something better when you're like, I hate this, this sucks, I don't want to be here, blah, 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 and you're moaning and complaining all the time. Well, yeah, who's going to want to promote you? Who's going to want to notice, wow, here's this vivacious, wonderful person doing something cool. You are not attractive then to that other option that could come your way when you're too busy moaning and groaning and complaining about what you don't have, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And of course, that's the key. The key to all of it is that when we complain and we blame, we're, again, giving our power away. And we're affirming that that's what we want in our lives. So, again, your mind is listening. It's saying, okay, what are you spending most of your time talking about? What are you spending most of your time thinking about? My ex-husband was like this. He was phenomenal. The man got every job he ever interviewed for. He did exceptionally well right out of college. He just kept growing his income. He was a very hard worker. He was very honest, very good, very reliable. I mean, he was excellent. But there wasn't a day that he didn't come home from work and complain. And it was like complaining about nobody ever treated him well. So he didn't complain about the job or the amount of work he did or anything else. So that part of his life went up. He did better and better. He got job offers. He, you know, made good money, and all of that worked. But interestingly enough, he would complain, oh, they don't treat me well. My parents don't treat me well. These people don't treat me well. You don't treat me well. No one ever treated him well enough. That was his entire mantra. And you know what? So that part of his life, what did he do? He constantly attracted situations and made it look like he wasn't treated well, because that's all he talked about, and he gave that power away. And that is a really great indication of what you're doing, because do you respect yourself? Are you treating yourself well? Are you taking responsibility for doing that? Then it's going to be reflected in the people around you. So remember, you need to be what it is you want to attract or experience in your life. And so that's what I talk about in the book is, you know, can you see yourself as somebody who's wealthy? Or, you know, wealthy sometimes is intimidating to people. They think, okay, you know, I'm earning minimum wage. How on earth do I get to wealth? So let's just talk about comfortable or not stressed, you know, getting to the point where you have enough income to satisfy your bills, have some money to do things with your family, and you're not worried all the time. Whatever the next step is you want to get to, remember, you need to be able to see yourself as that. You need to be able to believe that you are a person who can have that, who can attract it, that you're worth it. And if you're going to a job and complaining about it and not doing a good job, not being your best at it, you're not going to attract back the best. One of my favorite things to do is to say, you know, I choose the best. I choose the best in everything. I want to be the best. I want the best around me. When you start to do that, it's going to hit your self-worth. It's going to hit that, well, do I deserve it? You know, is that being egotistical to say I am the best? We're talking about at a divine level, at a spiritual level. We're not saying that you're going out and bragging that you're the best, you know, golfer in the world, even though you aren't, or something like that. We're talking about believing that you do your best at whatever, you receive the best back. And why not choose that? I mean, it doesn't make any sense not to choose that, except for that we have these beliefs and these programs that we took on as children, or we have from genetic history or all kinds of other places, that we've chosen to say we're not good enough. So for me, I thought I had to overachieve, massively overachieve, to be good enough, because of my programming from my parents, it was constantly, I always thought, well, I just have to do twice as much as everybody else, and then I'll be good enough. So those are the things that you'll start to realize when you begin to say, I'm ready. I'm ready to choose something better. I'm ready to choose and deserve the best. I'm ready to allow myself to have more money, wealth, joy, love, friends, whatever it is. And so getting to the place where you is when you make steps in a new direction, the people around you might not be happy because you're changing. And it may be, you know, a little bit challenging when you start to shift, and you're going to have these self-esteem issues come up, the wealth esteem issues come up. But that's good because now they're coming to the surface and you can see them, and now you can deal with them.
Excellent.
And, you know, what that's really saying is that you are your own worst enemy, and that you really get in your own way when you're doing things like that, right?
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, what you want to do is you want to start saying, who should be my number one supporter? Me.
Yeah.
You know, who should be the person who is on your side? You, you know, and it's crazy. I know that most of us, at least, you know, where I grew up, you know, most people aren't taught that. You know, my parents grew up partially in the Depression, and even though they did well as they, you know, got older, they really still have that lack mentality. They don't allow themselves a lot of luxuries, and they would reuse stuff. And it just, you know, we have this feeling like there's not enough, and, you know, I don't deserve to claim a bigger share of the pie. Who am I to deserve that? Well, who are you not to? I mean, for heaven's sakes, the only reason you're here is because you, as a soul, had the strongest desire to experience growth and expansion and new experiences to grow and expand. So that's why we're here. And there's more than enough for everyone because there's this infinite field of abundance. There's this infinite field of energy, divine source energy around us that can be created into anything. So you need to be your number one supporter. We really need a shift in the world to say, I treat myself with respect. I love who I am. You can love who you are right now, even though you're not as thin as you want or rich as you want or smart as you want or in a relationship you want. None of that matters. What happens is that shift has to happen inside of us. So I really believe that people need to put themselves first. They need to say, what do I need to be able to function at my optimal? Do I need more sleep? Do I need more time alone? Do I need meditation? If you have children, you have to take time for yourself. I know a lot of people, I have twins, you know, and I went through a lot of times that I got to do for everybody else. I have to do for everybody else constantly, constantly. And you know what? That's really nice, and I'm glad that people know that we have to give, but it's two sides. We live in a reality of duality, and giving and receiving are the same thing. And if you don't to accept help, if you don't take time for yourself, if you don't prioritize and make sure that you're supporting yourself so you can be optimal in whatever situation, you're not helping other people that much anyway. You can't give anything you don't have to give. And if you don't have the energy, you don't have the focus, if you're not positive, if you're not feeling good about who you are, there's a limit to how much you can help people anyway. And I know at the core, everyone wants to help people. We all have a deep desire to, you know, to touch the lives of our families and our friends and our community and so on. And it's wonderful, but you have to give to yourself first. And I can tell you what, if you want more money in your life, this is a very important key. One of the secrets to attracting more wealth and abundance is being the kind of person who sees yourself as that and knows that it's not something to feel guilty about. The universe is never going to take money away from someone else and give it to you. And that's kind of that, when we're little kids, we sort of get that idea. You know, we're like, wow, that's a cool toy, and we go take it. And some other kid's like, but I want it. And then we have this perception of like, you have to share, and there's not enough for everyone. And really what we need to learn is that we have the ability to create as much abundance as we want. And it's our joy, it's our passion, it's our aligning with that place within us that says, this is what I want to do, and I'm so excited about it, that allows the universe to start to open the channels up to flow that abundance into us.
Wow. And so I hear you saying that, you know, people really want to help other people. And it's something that I see over and over again, even in my own teaching. Most people that I find who really are interested in opening a business, there's two groups. Those who are 40 and up are really wanting to have their own business because they want to serve other people. the people that are under 40 just want it for the money. And it seems like there's two distinctly different groups of people. And those that are over 40 who really want to go out and serve others end up finding not only is it very easy for them to do that, but they have much more success because they are serving people. And it's one of the topics I talk about when we talk about keyword research, because the difference between the keywords that you can use to drive traffic to your site that relate to helping people in some way to solve a problem, as opposed to the keywords that are what the younger people tend to look for, which are the solutions, the difference between those two is huge. The problem-oriented keywords that would help you serve others are like 10 to 20 times greater in terms of how much traffic they can drive versus the others that are just solutions. And I hear you saying that same thing, that the key to abundance is to really go out and make a difference for other people. So it's really interesting to see in two different worlds how that same thing really applies.
Right. Yeah, you know, it's interesting too, because one of the things is there's different phases you go through as you age through life. You know, when you're 2 or 5, your interests aren't the same as when you're 10, and when you're 10, it's not the same as when you're 30 or 40 or 50 or 60. So there's natural tendencies in those areas, and so age does, you know, tend to determine a little bit of that. But I worked with a lady a week or two ago who was in her late 20s, and you didn't used to see a lot of people who kind of got on a spiritual path and had that desire for a more expansive understanding of the universe when they're younger. That tends to be older people. Yet that's changing now. That's shifting now, which is really nice. And it's not about... one thing I want to make sure is that it's not about saying, okay, UK, here's something I really want to do, and then do it if it doesn't, it's not obvious to you how it's going to serve other people. You want to follow your passion. You have something or many things within you that are unique because your perspective is completely unique. And so when you get excited about something you want to create, something you want to sell, something you want to invent, whatever it is, you want to follow that passion. Now, what your perspective is going to be determined by your age. It's also going to be determined by a lot of other things as well. So don't worry about it if you think, oh, I'm not doing this for other people. But really understand that we are in a world that abundance is going to flow to you through people. That's why relationships are so important. We tend to think that, you know, it's like create a product, sell a product, get the money, and then you're done. But there's people in between there. And so remember that even if you think you're painting a painting, you're a painter or something, and you're all alone in, you know, in a very remote location, and you're completely in your own world, and you're painting that painting, eventually, unless you choose to not sell it, somebody else is going to touch their lives. So even through that, or other avenues where you don't think you're doing it for someone else, it will touch other people. What's really important is it lighting you up? Is it bringing forward the best that you have? And then marketing is a whole nother thing around that, like what you were talking about. But really the key is that what you're doing needs to be the fullest expression of who you are. So again, if you're at a job or if you're creating your own business or you're creating artwork or whatever it is it the best of what you are? And are you doing it from a place that you want to do it? Your intention behind what you do is so important. And when we talk about attracting wealth, we talked about, you know, getting into a wealthy mindset and really feeling that we deserve to have the abundance flow and the opportunities flow. The abundance isn't just money, okay? Abundance is, and wealth, it's an abundance of joy. It's an abundance of opportunities. It's abundance of people that you meet, and you always get back more than what you give. And so really realizing that, express who you are in the most authentic way by being into that space that says, this is who I am, this is what I'm creating, and I know it has such beauty and joy because your intention is going to put such incredible magnetic energy into whatever it is you're creating. And that will begin the flow towards you of money. people or somebody who's good at the marketing because you're not, or whatever it is. But ultimately, yes, it does serve other people. And the really, really joyful thing in life is when you create something because it had to come out of you, because that divine inspiration was just designed to get out, and then it's touching lives. You know, that's what's exciting about my book. This is my lessons. You know, I went through this and that and up and down and here and there and constantly searching how to do this and what does it mean and how do we do this better and how do I help other people do this and then put it together. And now it's out touching lives and sharing and changing people because it was my passion, not because I went out and said, you know, what can I do to make money? And there's just a fine line there.
Wow. And, you know, that reminds me of something that one of my friends talks about with regard to the word passion. And she likes to break down words into their components. So she looks at the word passion and she says, so what is passion? Passion is pass and then the letter I and then on. And if the letter I could stand for it, passion is really passing it on. And what you're really doing when you're following your passion is you're using your passion in a compassionate way. And if we look at what the word compassion means, it breaks down to the word come, pass it on. So not only are you passing it on, but you're inviting others to come and pass it on as well. And you're doing that in a way that creates abundance for you, for everyone that you touch, and for everyone that the people you touch. And it gets really big, really fast when you look at it in that perspective.
That's neat. I like that. I like that a lot. Yeah. It's wonderful.
And I'd really never thought about passion in that way until my friend shared this with me a couple months ago. But wow, that is really powerful. And it makes so much more sense as to why following your passion and really living in a way that allows you to use your passion really creates both wealth and abundance.
Yeah, and, you know, you have, when you look at people who are abundant in money and wealth, who are creating a lot of success for themselves in terms of abundance in wealth, money, cash flow, and so on, they're creating a lot of value. And that's mm-hmm. another part of that is what, you know, if you want to grow your business, if you want to start a business, you need to start with, what are people looking for? What problem can I solve? And, you know, what is the next level of that? How can I create something that creates enormous value for people? So it's not about, a lot of people hate sales, you know, and I was the same way for many years. I thought, oh, I can't sell. And I had a lot of different businesses. And my first real big business was fashion design. And I pour all my creativity into creating these designs. And of course, I thought they were fabulous because, you know, I created them, but I couldn't go out and sell them. I couldn't stand there and say, look how great this is. You need to buy it, because I had created it. And it made me really uncomfortable to be able to say that. But, you know, if you shift that to saying, I just want to create value for people, then they, when they see that value, they're going to come and they're going to get it. So it's not about people into buying something from you or forcing people into buying something for you or doing any kind of little special, you know, ritual or technique so the universe will dump money at your door. It's about how do I create that? How do I create something that solves a problem for people and really helps them? Because people are willing to pay. People will be attracted to you if you are creating value. And then when you want to grow your business, you go to the next level and you say, how can I get value at a bigger level for less money and more people?
I really want to make sure that our listeners understand what you just said, because it is the most important thing you have said on this show. And it applies in so many different aspects. So I just closed a very large joint venture deal, probably second or third largest one I've ever closed. And it came about because of what you just said. It came about because I was out creating value for other people. I didn't have to go out and even approach someone else to create this joint venture. They came to me simply because I had created value for someone else. And it's much more than just not having to sell. If you are out creating value for other people, by creating as much value as you can for someone else, that person in their normal daily life is talking about what they're doing and what they've got going on, and they won't be able to not mention you because they're just talking about themselves. And from that, it then brings more people to you, not because they're using an affiliate link and they're going to get a commission for helping to promote something of yours, but just because they're so excited about all this value that they just got. And it perpetuates itself in a way that is really true viral stuff just because you've created value for other people. And I think that it is such an important thing to remember. And Rhonda, I know you know exactly what this is all about because you live your life the same way.
And the fun thing is, it's so much less work because if you feel like you have to go around tooting your horn and saying and having to say, here's my stuff, here's what I'm doing, here's how, whatever. Well, if you're just going around adding value, I mean, I get people approaching me about joint ventures or you know, different things are asking me to be involved with things because they say, wow, I've seen how you operate with this and that and, you know, all those kinds of things that come up. And it's not because I'm just out there, you know, having to toot my own horn and shamelessly promoting. I'm just like, hey, how much value can I add and create and make happen? And, oh, here's a need, here's an asset. Let's match these two things up and make some magic. And it's just a beautiful thing. It's very exciting. And it's
you initiate the contact a lot of times. It comes to you because you've given value to someone else.
That's absolutely right. I'm meeting with some people this week just on that. They said, I watched how you did such and so, and I want to talk to you about maybe doing that for us. And it was like, well, okay, you know, we'll have a conversation, no problem. I don't know whether I'll take them on or what will happen, but it's because they reached out because they saw me providing value and they saw me hooking them and other people up with something that's useful. And that's it. And it's not that there's something anybody can do this. I'm not saying this because like, well, oh, Gina and I are the only two or Nan, you know, we're the only ones who can do this stuff. If you can do this too. It's just a whole attitude. And it's as if instead of looking at life as there's a pie and that pie can be cut into a finite number of slices, you know, eight or whatever number of slices and that's all there is. It's like life is an ever-expanding pie if we choose to look at it that way, that there's always more pieces, and the more value you add, the bigger the pie gets. So you go from a little personal pan pizza-sized pie to a great big earth-sized pie just by continuing to add value and look for connections and ways to serve, right?
Well, that goes back to what we were saying earlier about doing your best at whatever you do. You know, I know when Rhonda and I met recently via email and the internet and everything, I was incredibly impressed because, sadly, there aren't a lot of people in business that, you know, respond quickly, you know, are efficient, are professional, you know, love what they do and really show it. And so, you know, when you do either attract people or reach out and tell, you need to share with people what you do so they know. But either way, when you start to connect with people, you're going to see very quickly, you know, who is really on top of their business, who loves what they do, who is, you know, taking it, you know, to another level and is somebody you want to deal with. And the nice thing is that when you do create your own business and you have grow your own business, you have the opportunity to choose who you work with. You don't have to work with somebody you don't want to work with. And you can, you know, really ask for, you can start to determine who's your ideal client or your ideal associate. And so work with somebody who is operating in a way that you really like. You can say, I like that. I want more of that. That's good. Thank you for that. More of that, please. You know, and I'll take more people like that. You know, business, like almost anything, is a numbers game. It's a matter of volume, but not everybody that you talk to, not everybody that you reach,
right,
not everybody that knows about you is going to buy from you or co-create with you or whatever it is, and that's okay. We need to stop taking it personally and simply say, I'm moving through this massive amount of abundance and finding the little key points, the people, the places, the clients that are the right ones for me. We don't want to attract anybody. We want to attract the right people for us so that it's
right,
a joyful co-creation, that it's a wonderful experience.
And what you're really saying is, first, it starts with finding what it is that you really love to do. That might be golfing. That might be crocheting. That might be some kind of craft. It doesn't have to be helping people learn how to grow a business. And when you find that thing that you love and you go out to spread using your passion, spread that message on to other people, you're doing it in a way that you don't want to go out and even try to reach the masses. By shrinking who you're trying to work with to only those people that really love the same thing that you love, you're really going to be able to work with them in a way that grows relationships that are even stronger. And as a result, you'll make a whole lot more money than you would trying to reach out to the masses. So it's not about volume. It's about targeting the right people.
Yeah. Yeah. In fact, it's fascinating because I've been in business for myself for many, many years, several different types of fields. And since getting online approximately 4 years ago, it's been fascinating to see how actually the new way of doing business, because the business world has completely changed. There's nothing the same anymore. And people who are waiting around for things to go back the way they were need to grow up, wake up, and say, hey, there's a new world out there. For starters, the internet's changed everything, and it's never going back. Changed completely. People don't know what's going to happen, but don't wait around for things to go back the way they used to be. Get out there and start saying, okay, what does this new energy mean? There's a lot more freedom. There's a lot more latitude, and getting yourself niched into a very specific field is going to be much more lucrative and much more satisfying. I'm here to please everyone is not working. Now, you can be Coca-Cola, and you can, you know, go all over the world and everybody wants a Coca-Cola, but except me, but you know, in general, especially if you're starting a business or you're growing a business, you want to make sure that you stand out, you know, that you, what makes you different than the 800 million other coaches out there? You know, how many, I love that there's so many coaches. I love the fact that people really help other people grow their business or change their life or whatever the area is. But the problem I see with healers, with coaches, authors, speakers, you know, a lot of people like that, even doctors, is that they try to just be very generic, you know, and please everyone. Well, you don't stand out. You're a needle in a haystack. And the minute you start to niche yourself, you start defining who you are, what makes you different, what makes you unique, what makes you you, and why would somebody want to hire you versus someone else? My partner is a branding specialist, an online branding specialist, and does web presence and marketing strategy and social media and all that. So we're constantly talking about this. And so it's fascinating to watch because a lot of people get out and they start a business or they're trying to grow their business and they don't know why it's not happening. Now, I like to deal with the mindset aspect of that, the internal aspect of that. What is your mindset? Where is it going? But I also do business coaching, and I love getting with people and start defining who you are, what makes you different. And, boy, I tell you what, I had the most fascinating client about years ago. When I met her, she did EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique. It's, you know, you tap on different on your body, and it releases the emotions. Right. And it's just awesome. You can go all over the internet and get tons of free information on how to do it. I highly recommend it. It's a wonderful thing. But there's a ton of people doing EFT, and there's a ton of free information on EFT. So her website said, you know, it was just very sweet and lovely, and there's her pretty picture, and it's like, I love EFT, and I want to help you. Well, you know, it wasn't attracting any business. You know, she'd get a little bit here, a little bit there, but there was nothing unique about her. So then as we worked along, she wanted to really do more relationship coaching. So we moved into that realm. then she was like, well, you know, I'm very law of attraction, so maybe I should be the law of attraction relationship person. So we moved into that. Well, when she really started to see success was when she started to niche even deeper in, and she realized she met her husband through golf. She used to teach golf. She used to coach people. That's where she met her husband, and all of a sudden, we got deep enough down in it, and it went and love relationships. And she put the two together, and within just weeks, she had people who put on golf tournaments approaching her to speak, you know, all kinds of stuff. Because suddenly, because she niched down, she stood out from the crowd. She popped up, and people went, oh, I like golf, and I like relationships, and you're the expert. You're the one to go to. So, yeah, really being who you are makes a difference.
Even the big companies like Walmart and Home Depot and all those other really big companies out there are starting to recognize this themselves as well. And they're starting to see that they can't just go out and be that generic generalist that sells everything from soup to nuts. And as companies like Walmart and Lowe's and Home Depot have started using the internet more and more, even they've recognized that on their websites, especially if they want to find ways of using social media, they need to be bringing experts into their websites to talk to people about a very specific topic. And so Walmart might have a cooking section on their website that has some of the companies that have products that they sell teaching people how to use those products. And that from doing that, they're able to get people to stay on the sites longer, to interact a lot more, and the more they do that, the more it translates into real business coming into their front door, turning into more sales. And it's the exact same thing that you're talking about right now. You can't just go out and say, I'm a coach and I can do all these different types of coaching. You want to be very specific, narrow it down, be in a very specific area, something that sets you apart from the crowd, and from doing that, it will bring a lot more business in your front door.
Yeah. When you express, and this goes back to, again, who are you? And I think we have that mindset, at least in America, that, you know, well, if I'm too specific, I'm not going to get enough business. And yet, it's, and then, and I also see a lot of people do this. They say, well, I have these four interests, so I'll start four websites, and then I'll have enough different things that people will find me. And you're not going to stand out. You want to become known. You know, it's one of the reasons why I started focusing in on wealth and money, because I used to coach people on anything. You know, I used to teach meditation. I used to do all kinds of stuff. And all techniques I still use, all of those, you know, different things that I learned, I use. For me, I realized, you know, what powerfully popped up for me was, wow, people have such a dramatic emotional relationship with money. It creates so much stress. It's the number one cause of divorce and other relationship breakups. You know, people just have all these issues, and it's causing stress, and it's causing relationship and all kinds of things in other areas of their life. So I was really excited about the fact that, wow, you know, when we do that, people feel better. People's relationships get better. So I made it more down into that rather than just being this generic, more, you know, wide open, hey, I can help you with whatever you have. And if somebody comes to me and we're working on their business or their money issues, can we work on their relationship issues? Of course. But it's about, you know, people will come find me because they're thinking, you know, I'm not making enough money pattern. Bankruptcy, or the third close, obviously I'm doing something wrong, or maybe they realize that they have these limiting beliefs inside of them around that, so they'll be able to find me easier, and then we can work on that. But yeah, being who you are, going towards that one specific area is actually going to help you in today's market.
Absolutely. So, Rhonda, what else did you want us to talk to Nan about today to really help people understand how to go about doing this for themselves?
Well, yeah, so in that how is an important thing. And I'll tell you, as unusual as your particular, anyone's particular skill may be, there is still a way to make it work to bring you abundance. I mean, who would think that that storytelling would be a path to running a business? And yet that is a lot of what I do. But now as far as the how, let's get into, okay, now, and by the way, I know I want to talk about your class that's coming up very shortly as well. Let's get into the how. So if somebody goes, okay, I know that I've always heard these messages, or I just feel like I don't know what's in there, but I know that I'm trying to do a business and I'm not making money or whatever. How are they going to take those first steps into clearing away the beliefs that are getting in their way of their abundance so they can move forward?
Oh, yeah. Well, I love this topic. This is just awesome because one of my goals for myself for many, many years has been, okay, how can this process of choosing what I want, creating my reality, learning to focus my energy, learning to be in control of my mind, how can this be fun and easy and quick and get results? So I'm always going, there has to go to the core. And so, you know, a lot of going to the core is loving yourself and creating a self-image that supports and is in alignment with what it is you're asking for to come into your life. But we have beliefs. And so, yeah, I'm having this class starting June 9th. It's called Magnetic Wealth Belief Transformer. And it's just phenomenal. I've been using this technique one-on-one with people and with myself to bring it to people because our beliefs are a choice. Now, we don't feel like they're a choice because a lot of them we take on when we're very, very little. And believe it or not, a lot of them come from our genetics and past lives, whether you call it past lives or parallel lives or history or memory or whatever you want to call it, whatever it might be to you. But we have these, and they literally determine what we are able to see or able to do, experience our lives. Go with this profound. So one of the things is that you may have a belief money is a struggle and your family tradition is to struggle and to work hard for money. That definitely was one of mine. My family tradition was hard and struggle. And the more you worked hard and struggled, the better person you were. Then you're going to find yourself doing that over may or may result, but the key here is you don't have to do it that way. Or have a belief that says, you know, making money is not good. You know, I can't be spiritual or close to God if I make money. Or maybe you have a belief that money only comes through certain avenues. This is a very powerful one. People sometimes believe that money only comes through a traditional job or a paycheck. And so they say, well, I can't open multiple streams of income. I can't open up to many ways for the universe to bring me abundance and wealth because it can only come through this. So when you realize, when you have that perception, when you have that belief, it is determining. It is like writing a prescription or writing a order form and handing it to the universe and saying, this is what I believe. Don't you dare bring me anything that says something different. And so I think most people would much rather write an order form and say, you know, I'd like 10 new clients, you know, a $60,000 a year income, and I'd like whatever, you know. So you want to do that yourself, but you may be bumping up against something. So it's going to be phenomenal. We're going to have specifically in this class, I'm thinking now it's been coming to me, I may do more of these belief classes, but in different areas. This one's specifically about your beliefs around wealth and worthiness. Worthiness is always tied up, so we can't separate it. And the other thing, too, when we have a belief, it's not alone. It doesn't stand when done some belief clearing process. And you feel better, and you might be a little bit of things change. But the problem is that there's a lot of beliefs that are attached to that. And sometimes we have to go in and look at that family of beliefs that are attached to it. And we have to really get to the core and to change those beliefs, to release them, to heal the situation around it, which really means you have to come out and then to install a belief that supports you, what you're asking for, supports you to live, and install that and then strengthen it. It's a couple of steps. So we've got that process that we're going to go through, and each week it's a 4-week class, and there's also going to be a fifth class, a bonus class that I'm offering. But each week we're going to look at a different area that is a traumatic, very powerful around money and wealth and worthiness. So we're going to talk about, like, what does money mean? What is the truth about money? What emotions do you have? What things do you believe to be true about money? You know, do you believe that money is hard to get? Do you believe money is only for other people? You know, do you believe in money being something that can't be easy and can't flow consistently? All of these things are really blocking your ability to attract prosperity. And sometimes it's just a matter of fears. You know, we can fear being a failure or fear losing everything or fear becoming homeless, or sometimes we just think that, you know, it is just and it'll actually complicate our lives. So we're here working hard to make money, and yet we have a belief that says, if I get more money, my life's going to be really complicated, or people will try to take it from me. So, you know, that's one area. Then another area that's very powerful for a lot of people is around, you know, the idea of struggle and sacrifice and that. So we're going to do 1 week on that and really go into what are the things that you may be holding in your subconscious that are powerfully preventing or creating in your life. So a lot of people have the belief they have to struggle to be good enough. They have to struggle to deserve what they get. They have to struggle to be spiritual, be good, be divine, be worthy, or they think that if they don't struggle, that they're not doing it right. You know, we can have that too. Or that you have to sacrifice a lot. And then we have an area on poverty consciousness. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just saying there's so many things around. You have to work hard. The harder you work, the more money that you have the right to earn because you've worked hard. That's a big thing that comes up a lot.
Yeah. I still find myself doing it a little bit because that's what my family was. And I can remember when I first went out and started working and my dad would call me up and say, how are things? And I'd be like, oh, I'm exhausted. I'm working 13 hours a day. Good, good. Good for you. You know, it was the only time of approval was when I was practically killing myself. And so, you know, that's really confusing programming, very, very confusing. We also think that, you know, sacrifice as well is something we have to do. I have to sacrifice my time or my health or my joy or my time with my family in order to make money, or I have to sacrifice You know, that's just a belief. Though a lot of people, it's very hard to grasp, but the belief that the economy is affecting your income is a belief, and you can clear that. You can clear that. You're again giving your power to what's outside of you, and you could even rationalize that one. More millionaires have been made in down economies than any other time. More opportunities, more creativity, more new things are invented. In supposed down economies, there's enormous opportunity right now. But are you focused on, oh, I'm so scared because I did or I might lose my job, or I'm so scared because the economy's bad and I'm waiting for the news and the government and someone else to tell me it's okay, it's time to make money again? Or are you going to say there's opportunity in chaos? Opportunity here. Look at all the people who are struggling. Look at all the people who have issues. How can I help them? How can I solve that problem? Then you're going to start opening up all kinds of new things. So everything is a belief, especially in that sense of the word. And I'm sure that almost everybody has had some concept or another about it. You know, some people might even have the concept that it's wrong to make money if they don't struggle. So if they make money easily, they actually find a way to get rid of it because it wasn't hard enough to get, you know, like, and that's common for lottery winners.
Yes. Absolutely. Let me tell people where they can get information about this class and where you can sign up for it. So I have a special link, and it is in the show notes, and I will put it into the blog post that comes out after the show. But it is at asktsl.com/NAN. Once again, that's asktsl, T as in the, S as in story, L as in lady, .com/NAN, N-A-N. And you'll be able to find out about that course that's coming up starting really soon, and it sounds like a really good way for people to transform beliefs.
Yeah, and right now there's a special going on, so you'll be able to get $50 off, and we're also offering some bonuses. You get my Be an Excellent Receiver class. I wanted to make sure once people shift all these beliefs that they also then understand how to allow that abundance in. And that's a 3-hour class. It's very powerful. So you get that for free. And you get an audio on, you know, your soul mission, how to, you know, what it is and how to identify that. And the bonus class I'm really excited about, and I think that a lot of people can relate to this. The bonus class is going to be on, you know, supporting your shifts. And we're going to actually go in and we're going to release vows of poverty and sacred contracts that we've been carrying that keep us from allowing ourselves at a subconscious level to attract wealth. And I had the most phenomenal thing. I met a lady a week and a half ago at a party. A friend of mine was leaving. She had a going away party. And I met this woman, and I was really impressed with her. So we met for lunch yesterday, and just to get to know each other a little bit better and see what then I just felt very drawn to her. So this is what I encourage you to do. If you feel that way about somebody, you take the action and step forward. I think amazing things are going to come out of meeting this woman. But it was interesting. She said, "Oh, I was looking at your website this morning, and I saw this thing about vows of poverty." It really knocked me off my chair. She said, "Just this lightning bolt went through me." And she said, "You know, I took a vow of poverty in this lifetime. In sometime in her past, she joined an ashram, and she took a vow of poverty and celibacy. And of course, that phase of her life ended, and she moved on, and she got married, she did other things. But now, she realized, I never changed that. You know, I never did that." And so we have that. It's a very common thing from many, many people and many levels and many lifetimes. It doesn't even have to be real. The thing about past lives I want to clarify to people is it only matters what your subconscious believes. So whether you believe in past lives, whether you believe something actually happened to you, like I don't know if you've met like 100 different people who all think they this is, you know, kind of common when people get into that. Is that true? Who cares? It really doesn't matter. It's not about the historical difference. It's about the memory that's embedded in your subconscious, in yourself. So we can have 7 generations of our family that have struggled and struggled, and they've always struggled. And that's literally in our DNA, because our subconscious mind is our cells as well as our mind. And so we can, you know, have this continue to struggle because that's just what our family does. And we don't really know it consciously. And I have a couple clients I'm working with right now that we've discovered this, and we've discovered that they have a family tradition that goes way back, and that it's really powerfully affecting their ability to create in this life. So really letting go of that. They have these different things that are going on at the subconscious level, and we're often not aware of it. If you're struggling, if you're hitting up against a ceiling you can't get past, you know, maybe you're doing quite well, but you want to do more. You know, you want to grow your business or increase your income, and you keep hitting a ceiling. That's easy. You know, it's real easy to see where your beliefs are, because whenever you hit a wall and you really have the strong intention to change that area of your life and you're not, and you keep, especially if you see a pattern repeating, like I keep attracting people who, you know, steal my money, or I keep attracting business partners that don't do anything, or I keep, you know, starting businesses that fail. You're bumping up against beliefs that, you know, it's going to be very challenging for you to ever change that on a permanent level unless you go in and you identify those beliefs and you release them.
really important thing to talk about. How do you find them to be able to do that?
Well, that's the interesting thing. You know, I work with people one-on-one with that. We're going to do that in the class, but it's fairly easy to find some of them. And so you can start, like I said, look, you know, sit down if you're not happy with the way things are going right now, which is a very lot of people. Sit down and just as objectively as you can, not in the guilt yourself way, just look at what is going on. You know, have you had a business for a while? Are you an entrepreneur, a solopreneur, or a teacher, or an author, or a speaker, or something, or a coach? And you're attracting a little trickle of clients, but you can't get it to grow. You get to support you and your family, or you know, are you seeing your relationships, or with your jobs, or with your business? Those are real obvious ways to start to say. Now, whether you know exactly what the belief is from that or not, but you'll see it bubble up. And also, when you start to access your ideal. So one of the things I really am a proponent of is know where you want to go. Have a vision of what it is you want your ideal day to be, your ideal job, your ideal situation, your ideal partnership, your ideal love, all of that. Have of that and develop it on a daily basis. Visualize it on it, define it, refine it, let it continue to grow and flow, become more real to you. This is how we manifest. Now, as soon as you start going in there and say you sit down and say, okay, I'm changing my life. I'm a coach. And right now, you know, I make about, you know, $200 a week. It's not cutting it. I really love what I do. I want more clients. I've taken this class. I've taken that class. I've been a marketer. Nothing's working. What's the deal? Now you know it's your beliefs. So you go in and you say, okay, what is it I want to create? And you start to make a list of how many clients you want a week and how much income you want a week and, you know, what type of client you want to work with and what's the ideal outcome and, you know, what hours do you want to work? All of these things define the qualities of what it is you want. As soon as you start listing this, you're going to notice some emotional reaction. You're going to probably have that little critical voice go, ah, and start saying, oh, right, that won't work or this won't work. That's a strong indication that there's a belief operating that says enough or I don't deserve or who would take me. And if you, so there's a lot of just when you start defining what you do want and you start claiming it, you start using affirmations. You know, my book, there's over 200 affirmations and there's instructions on how to use them and make them effective. And if you just start using affirmations alone, it's going to uncover up a lot of beliefs because a lot of people use them, don't have a lot of success with them, or takes a long time. And so what you'll notice is if say you decide, okay, I'm going to create an affirmation and I'm going to, you know, absolutely create something that I want, and you decide to say, so you go, you know, I'm going to think big from now on. You know, I think and I deserve, and I open up to abundance on all levels. And you start affirming that to yourself. But your reaction internally is like, oh, yeah, right, luxury, me, no way. You know, then you automatically know that there's a belief there that's saying you don't deserve luxury or you don't deserve joy or you don't deserve to do what you love and make money. So that's one way to do it. Then, you know, usually people who come to me, I give them a questionnaire, and it's very, very revealing what they say. I want them to write their answers to me before we work, you know, a one-on-one, because I want to see what they say. I want to know how they say it. So you can do the same thing to yourself. Ask yourself, you know, how do I feel about money? Or when I think about making more money, how does it make me feel? And start writing it. And don't try to be all spiritual and say positive things. I'm talking about dump it, okay? Really let out how you feel, you know? Every time I think about making money, I get scared and nervous because I don't know how to manage money. Well, then you know you have a belief that you don't know how to manage money. You know, or whatever you write, then go back and read it, you know, and you'll see all of the way you write, what you say, the words you use, it indicates to you exactly what is going on for you. And then you can begin there. Now, when you're working on your own, one of the simplest things to do is to write a replacement belief. So you can write down, okay, I have a limiting belief that says I don't deserve good things to happen to me. This is a kind of a common one I get. You know, I don't deserve good things to happen to me. My best friend does and everybody else does, but not me. So you write that down. I don't deserve good things to happen for me. And then next to it, you write down, how do you want that to be? What do you prefer to be? If someone said to you today, here's your order form, please order your new belief, you can order whatever you want, you can say, okay, well, I want to believe that good things do happen to me. Good things happen to me all the time. I attract delightful, lucrative, profitable, joyful opportunities every day. One of my affirmations that I made a couple months ago when I was working on my book launch was, I want my day to be choosing between juicy, fun, profitable opportunities. And that's, you know, that I can see that starting to manifest now, because that's something I've chosen to believe. Like, wow, I'd like to get up every day and have all these wonderful new opportunities to choose from, interesting people to work with, you know, fun places to go, new ways to share my message. And so that is becoming true for me now because I decided to choose that. And then every time you feel that belief come up that says, I don't deserve good things to happen to me, you interrupt the pattern. You interrupt it because it's in your subconscious. There's also a neural pathway in your brain. And that because it's been used over and over and over, it's become called a slippery slide. It's like, you know, water on it. You just go right down that very quickly. So you want to interrupt it and start to break that neural pathway, break that pattern down, and you start to enforce and strengthen the new one. So you get to do something very simple. You just say, oh, wait a minute. As soon as you realize that you're feeling that way, that was how it used to be. But now I've chosen something different. So now I know that wonderful things to happen to me. And every day, the universe delivers delightful, wonderful, joyful, profitable surprises and opportunities and people to me. And then you go out and look for them, okay? Support yourself. Support your choices for more clients, more money, more love, whatever it is, by saying, I know that they're there. I know the universe is bringing them to me, and I'm going to go look for them. And then create a proof journal. And every night before you go to bed, spend 2 minutes going, what wonderful things happened to me today? You know, what amazing people came into my life? Did I find a quarter? Did I get a check? Did I get a new client? Did I feel better about who I was? However little it is, but you write that down, and the next day you've trained your brain to look for more positives, to look for more opportunities, and you write those down, and the next day, and then when you have a really challenging day, you can go back and look at that, and you can say, oh, you know what? I asked for this, and it happened. I went through a period of my divorce where I really had nothing. I had no money, and I still needed to go out on business lunches, and I thought, how am I going to do this? I can't afford to go out on 3 or 4 business lunches a week. So instead of saying, well, I can't afford it, and affirming to the universe, hey, I can't afford it, so creating that challenge, telling the universe, bring me that challenge, I said, okay, this week I'm going to attract one or more, I think I got up to 2 or 3 where I was asking, free lunches this week if it's for my highest good, if it's in that flow that's moving me towards something I need. And it happened every single week. And I would write it down, and I would say, wow, thank you for that. I appreciate that. More of that, please. But it affirms that you have control. It affirms that you have that power. It affirms that the universe is answering to you. Look for every little thing. And then choose the beliefs that support who you want to be. So you can work backwards. You can go, okay, what's the ideal me? What is the self-image I want? Okay, I want to be a coach. I want to make $60,000 a year. I want to have 10 clients a week. I want, you know, this, that, the other thing. Create that image and start living into it. Pretty soon, you're going to have to make choices that support that. So you say, okay, if I was that person today, what would that person have to believe in order to be that? so you can work backwards. Take your ideal goal that you want to work towards and then come backwards to yourself and say, well, what do I need to believe to be that? Well, if you were doing what you love, having as many clients as you want, making as much money as you want, you'd have to believe you were worthy of it. You'd have to believe that, that they come to you. You have to believe that it's possible for it to be consistent. You'd have to believe, you know, that you're serving people, you're helping people, that people value what you do. So you can start choosing the beliefs you want and installing those.
Wanda, why don't we mention one more time before we run out of time where people can find everything that Nan's been sharing with them today?
Okay, so first of all, I'm going to be putting all of this into a blog post as well, and it is in the show notes. But her blog, you can go to Create Your Own Reality Now. And then the class that she was talking about, if you want to actually go, you know, I really, yes, I can do this the long way or I can do it the short way and get some help, you can go to asktsl.com/Nan. That is ask, T as in the, S as in story, L as in lady, .com/Nan. And you'll be able to check out her course that starts. And that starts next week, doesn't it, Nan?
Next week, yep, and it'll be on Wednesday nights. It's all recorded, though. I get people all over the world that come to these classes. You know, it's 2 in the morning when we're doing it live, so they just get the recording. So if you can't make it live, don't worry about it. You get the recordings, and what I do is you record them to class, and then when we do the process that you that I want you to be able to have access to repeat, over and over, I separate those out. So after the class, you'll also get the full class plus any processes separated out into different audios, and you get bonus classes as well. So you'll have plenty of stuff, and you'll have plenty of access. And if you have any questions, don't hesitate to ask me.
Excellent.
Fantastic. So
very
Nan,
good.
What's next
and
for you? Now that your book is out there, where are you going from here?
Yeah, that is an interesting question. Well, I'm going to continue to promote my book. I still believe in it. I want it to reach more people. I've got this tour for the next year, but I'm also working on some other very exciting things. So this belief class is the next step, and then I do a lot of work with people one-on-one, and I have some openings for that right now. Those probably won't last too long, so if you're interested, I would love to hear from you. We can do magnetic soul readings. We can meet your money muse, change your relationship with money, work on beliefs one-on-one, work on business, whatever it is you want. And then later this year, hopefully, I'm working with some very fascinating sponsors. I'm going to be Wealth Esteem class event, hopefully live event with for women specifically. So, and this is of course for the men who love them as well. It's not exclusive to women. I really have a passion to begin to focus on helping women get ahead, which is one of the reasons my book, the charity for my book that I'm giving some of the profits from, is Village Banking, because they help women in poverty, 21 different countries, who with microloans to help them start businesses, and it's literally transforming their life. They have nearly 100% payback on these loans. It's a transformative thing, and I feel like, you know, their philosophy is, how do we help the children? We help the mom. And so for me, I know what a powerful effect. Right now, women are the majority. They're also the most, they make most of the decisions on buying, and they've really I want women to really step into their power and understand that they have the ability to create their own wealth and their own independence and their own freedom, whether or not they're in a relationship or not. They can have that. And it's not, a lot of us weren't raised with that. A lot of us don't understand that. So a lot of what I'm going to do this coming year is going to be about empowering women coming out of any devastating effect, whether you've been, you know, had cancer and your life, you know, really fell apart, or you went through a divorce or a bankruptcy or whatever it is, or your children just left college and you don't know who you are right now. A lot of women that are seeing for a purpose, looking for sharing themselves. And the strength and the power that we have to change the world is enormous. So that's really where my passion is going.
Well, Nan, I can't thank you enough for being here with us again on Relationship Marketing 101. I really enjoyed having you here, and I hope our listeners really get the message that you have for them, because it is really, really powerful. To me, it's the one thing that can make any business succeed if you really understand how to get out of your own way and look at the underlying beliefs and fears that you have so that you can overcome them and go on to really live your passion. It will work. It will help you to create the abundance that you want in your life. We'll be back here for another episode of Relationship Marketing 101 next week. Rhonda, who's with us next Tuesday?
We're going to have one of our young entrepreneurs, and we've got all kinds of great people coming up in June. We have Brad Semp coming up. We have Mike Evans coming up this month. So just some tremendous people and ways for you to continue to grow your business through the power of relationships.
Well, I look forward to being back next week. I will probably be on the road coming back to Atlanta from Dallas. You guys can join me here in Atlanta the weekend of the 12th and 13th at a Bill Walsh event about living your life with passion and purpose. So if you go to the blog at directionsyou.com in the upcoming events, you'll find out all about that great event where I'm speaking. Victor Hansen is speaking, Jason Ullman is speaking, Bill Walsh will be there. Should be a really good event. And otherwise, we'll see you back here next Tuesday at noon Eastern for another great episode of Relationship Marketing 101. Thank you so much.
Come back next week for Relationship Marketing 101. Join us at Directions University, www.directionsu.com, for passion-powered results.